Good morning, WHTC News Time is 7:39. I'm Dan Spatafora, and joining us now, as he always does every Friday, for the Hope Sports Roundtable is Ron Weatherby. Good morning, Ron, and you've got some postseason basketball this week, and you looking forward to that?
Oh, we got a lot of postseason basketball, and it's going to continue for a little while, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so, too. I mean, you got the men at home, and then you've got the women in Wisconsin. Hopefully, at one point, you'll be able to call some of their games, too, when they travel in the area. But you got a lot of stuff, hopefully, carrying you deeper into the year. But right now, joining us on the line is the head coach of the Flying Dutchman, Mr. Matt Neal. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Ron. What a beautiful Hope day it is today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a nice day for a win on the basketball court out there.
Hey, the sun is popping up, and just a beautiful sunrise this morning. I was up pretty early and doing some things, going for a little walk with my two labs, and it was just a great start to the day. But certainly looking forward to all that's going to go on and heating it up in the DeVos tonight, that's for sure.
Well, I did some research out there in this ball club, and I kept reading and kept reading. And to me, I was reading about Hope College out here. This ball club looks like a twin when you start looking at them. They've got a couple of guards that can score. They have a 6'9 guy in the center. They have a coach that believes in defense. And I keep going on. And it's the same ball club. It looks like you're going to play yourself.
Well, it's kind of looking like looking in the mirror, that's for sure. And we have a lot of respect for the Penn State Barron ball club. And they have really, really balanced scoring with about five guys that are all between 9 and 13 points a game, and a couple of guards who can shoot it quite well. And they love a very, very – the difference is they love a very, very mild pace to the game. They're very disciplined. They're not going to make many mistakes. And our mission is going to be to try to heat them up a little bit, get up in them defensively, and control the glass. You know, they're a +10 rebounding team on the season, which means they've out-rebounded their opponents by 10 every time that they've gone out on an average. And so we're really focused on keeping our game plan intact. You know, we've done some great things defensively. We're going to certainly do that again and come out and make them play us inside, and that's the mission, and then get some shots from the outside and call it a great night.
Well, they have a lot the same philosophy, it looks like, that the Flying Dutchman have, and that they take a trip every summer, or every four summers, I guess, so that all the kids in one group out there can get to go on a trip. And this year they went to Costa Rica.
Well, what a great opportunity. And we're hoping that that's going to be something reinstated with our program here in the very near future, as the opportunity to travel abroad and for the same reasons that every single coach in America likes to do it. Your team gets to be together in a unique land. We get to serve. We get to give back. And the chemistry within your ball club gets to grow. And that certainly is what Coach Nylon has done, I believe. And it's neat for those kids. You know, they're experienced. They've been to the national tournament before. We have several guys on our team who've never been. We have three who have been. And so, We're certainly remembering what it was like the last time we were in the national tournament, and not going to look by anybody. We're going to make sure we play tonight really, really hard and let everything just kind of take its course.
Well, I saw one advantage that the Flying Dutchman have, and that's they're on their home court, and they have their hometown fans. And looking at the home attendance out there, their home attendance on an average was 354 per game. So it's going to be a little different atmosphere for them.
Well, I think that's one of the advantages we have. We're used to playing in front of a full house, and you know, our arena setting is bigger, it's more wide open, and that can pose some difficulties for teams if they've not been in it much. But, you know, all the teams arrived yesterday. They had a chance to be on the floor for an hour and a half yesterday, and they'll get another hour today. And, you know, we again, cannot be thankful enough. I mean, we're so grateful to this community. To all the sponsors for the roundtable and our sports report that occurs every single day. But we just are really, really grateful for the kind of support we receive, you know. And I always tell people, you know what, if it's better somewhere, I'd like to see it, because it's really, really special here, and our guys feel it. And we're going to bring a great, great effort, a lot of heart, a lot of desire, a lot of passion to the game tonight, and certainly lay it all on the line, because there's no tomorrow if today isn't taken care of.
Well, let's pick up the win and get together again next week, Friday.
You know what? I'm going to put it on my calendar right now that you and I are talking in a week, okay?
All right.
All right. Take care. We'll see you tonight.
Go Hope.
Good morning. It's 7:45. Continuing with the Hope Sports Roundtable, Brian Morehouse, the head coach of the Flying Dutch, joining us from Wisconsin. Brian, how is Cheeseland?
It's cold and snowy a whole lot, Michigan.
So you're not much different out there in Wisconsin. Let's hope that your trip is successful and you come home with a couple of wins.
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to get a good start out there tonight as you take on a ball club that's familiar with you. I haven't done much research at all on that ball club because I am not doing that ball game. But, you know, this should be a good ball game.
Well, they're very good. They took it to overtime. When we were at full strength with GC and Becca, and, you know, they're healthy. You know, the only two games they've lost all year are to us and WashU. So that tells you right there that, you know, those are your only two losses to, you know, two of the top five teams in the nation. You're pretty good.
Well, you had, a good trip over to Wisconsin, and you're staying at Kenosha?
Yeah, we're actually staying a mile or two up the road in Racine, but, yeah, we're staying right near Kenosha.
Yeah. I'm a little bit familiar with that area. I have a son that lives just down the road a little bit in a small town called Pell Lake. But so I've been through that territory, and it's a nice area.
It's a very nice area.
Yeah. Well, this ball game you've got coming up tonight out there, what are the matchups?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, they've got a couple guards that shoot the ball really, really well. And the other part is they've got a 6'3 center that is very good. We're going to have to control her inside. Number one thing for the whole night is going to be rebounding, in my opinion. They're the best rebounding team we've played all year long.
So you're thinking you're going to run into a zone, huh?
No, I don't think we're going to run into a zone. I think they shoot it really well, and we're going to have to defend their shooters. But they rebound the ball very, very well. But I think they'll play 95% man-to-man.
So they're going to be a ball club that's somewhat like us. You know, I never, you know, take any team that you play out there for granted out there, but there's always advantage to the Flying Dutch. I think you do a great job with the ball club that you have.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to, you know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster of a season with injuries and a lot of the other things that we've taken on, but this team has ridden the ride very well, and we're going to keep riding it as long as we can.
Nice article in the paper this morning on Brittany Berry.
Oh, really? I haven't had a chance to take a look at them, so I'll take a look at that.
No. Well, good luck in your ball game tonight, and we'll look forward to what the score is tomorrow night as well.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate WHCC. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brian Morehouse, joining us this morning, head coach of the Flying Dutch.